From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The FBI executed search warrants at locations in the Boston area, New York, and New Jersey today in connection with a failed car bombing attempt in New York City's Times Square. Three people are now in custody. We get more from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
FBI agents fanned out over three states this morning to search homes of people they believe are connected to the Times Square bombing attempt. Officials would not say whether the searches were a result of information gleaned after more than a week of interviews with the main suspect in the case or a result of other avenues related to the investigation. The additional searches do not come as a complete surprise. Agents have been saying for some time that the investigation was continuing, and in particular, they were looking for suspects who might have helped finance the plot. The main suspect in the case, Pakistani-American Faisal Shahzad, has yet to appear in court to face charges because he's been cooperating with authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Officials with oil giant BP now say they hope to be able to put a cap over a blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico within the next couple of days. Earlier, BP had indicated a small containment dome wasn't likely to be put in place till sometime next week. Meanwhile, the company says it will try to suck oil away from the well by inserting a tube into a leaking pipe. The announcement comes as the company that owns the drilling rig where the explosion took place, Transocean, has petitioned a federal court to cap its overall liability from the incident at less than $27 million. President Obama attacked opponents of his economic policies today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on his speech in a manufacturing plant in Buffalo, New York.
President Obama told a crowd of small business owners in Buffalo, "The tough steps we took are working." And he attacked what he called the naysayers who were predicting failure.
"Frankly, I had one side of the aisle just sit on the sidelines as the crisis unfolded. And if we had taken that position, just thinking about what was good for my politics, millions more Americans would have lost their jobs and their businesses and their homes."
He said it doesn't matter when economists declare a recession over. If you're out of a job, he said, it's still a recession. President Obama has been taking regular trips outside of Washington to sell his economic policies. His last trip was a two-day swing through Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. Next week, he'll visit Youngstown, Ohio. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Despite some signs of recovery in the labor market, the unemployment rate has remained high, something that may continue for a while based on the latest weekly jobs numbers out today. Government says there was only a slight dip in the number of people filing for first-time jobless claims. Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by 4,000 to 444,000. Late day slide on Wall Street as the stock market rally comes to an end, at least for now. The Dow was down 113 points to close at 10,782. The Nasdaq fell 30 points. The S&P 500 was down 14 points today. This is NPR. According to the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, it will likely be till the end of the year before it can be determined whether ongoing operations in the southern city of Kandahar can be judged a success or a failure. Control of Kandahar is considered essential since the Taliban stronghold has largely remained in the hands of insurgents since the start of the war. General Stanley McChrystal called the operation a slow rising tide aimed at giving the Afghan government the opportunity to take control of the region. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's office has issued subpoenas to some of Wall Street's biggest banks. The office is looking into whether the banks manipulated the ratings given to some of their mortgage products by major ratings agencies like Standard & Poor's. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The investigation targets some of Wall Street's most illustrious banks, including Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley. A source with knowledge of the investigation says it involves the computer models that rating agencies used to grade some of the mortgage-related assets the banks sold. The source said there's evidence the banks figured out a way to manipulate the models to obscure how risky their products were. In some cases, the banks were able to do this because they hired the people who designed the models away from the rating agencies. Most of the banks have declined to comment. Cuomo's office has also issued subpoenas to Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and Moody's in an effort to find out how much they knew about what was happening. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Mortgage rates are at their lowest levels of the year. That's according to Freddie Mac, which reports the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan has now fallen to 4.93%. The average rate on a 15-year mortgage is even lower, 4.3%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.